You are listening to the Doug Hagman Radio Show, weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And now the man behind the mic, a private investigator with over 30 years under his belt, Doug Hagman.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6 a.m. on the West Coast of America, 9 a.m. here in the East. Welcome to Hagman. It's the Doug Hagman Investigative Hour for today, Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. Thanks for joining me this morning. And again, thank you so much for your belief, your support. Thank you for supporting this program, as well as our flagship show, The Hagman Report. And also thank you for your emails. I encourage feedback to the Doug Hagman Radio Show. Please send them. They're directed right to me. Just send them to the studio at Hagman and Hagman.com. This show, I ask that you listen to the entire program today because, again, dot connecting exercise and giving you the real agenda of the of what's going on out there, because all of the headlines, the issues that face us today, they're all leading in one direction, at least on the left-hand side of the political spectrum. The assault against our freedoms and our liberties has never been greater, even with and despite a presidency of Donald J. Trump. Now, I believe, I'll just start out right now, I believe Donald Trump is, of course, a man who was put in that position, who ascended to the presidency by the grace of God. I mean, against all odds. You talk about someone fighting the system, fighting a rigged election, and say what you will about all of the accounts of the election and the popular vote. No, Hillary won this. And now she's, of course, blaming Cambridge Analytica, which I addressed yesterday, for her loss. And, you know, it's excuse number, I don't know, 1,230. I don't know what it is, but the bottom line is this. The reprieve that we have been given appears to me like we are squandering that reprieve. And the reason I say that is because the attacks against our liberties, the attacks against us as citizens of the United States, our nation, and really the attacks against everyone listening to this broadcast, wherever you are in the free world, are intensifying. You can see it. You can feel it. You're part of it. Now, this show is going to be about kind of an overview of a couple of issues. Of course, number one, I just want to make it clear, they are coming for your guns. Yes, I said that statement. They are coming for your guns. I'm going to be talking about the gun control initiative. All right, very important to understand what's going on here, behind the scenes and even in front of our faces. They're coming for your guns, and they're coming for you. And why do I say that? Because we are seeing the hate crime legislation pump being primed right now. You may not believe it. You may think, well, that's a hype. That's hyperbole. It's an overstatement. But when you look at the landscape and see where all of this is headed, the liberal fascists are not going to be content with anything less than, number one, taking guns away from lawful gun owners. Absolutely, positively, that must happen. That is their intent. That's what they're going for. So if you own an AR-15, if you own an AK-47, or if you own a handgun, 9mm, for, you know, whatever it might be, semi-automatic handgun or semi-automatic rifle, long gun, and even some shotguns, they are coming for them. And you might say with bravado and beating your chest, good luck, they're never going to take mine. I'm fully with you. I understand that. I'm not making fun of you. Or perhaps you might say, and I often am critical of this statement, well, you know, they can come for my guns, but I lost them in a boating accident 3 years ago. Okay. Who are you fooling? it gets tiresome to read and to hear those statements being made by otherwise sensible, reasonable individuals. But this is what's taking place. They're coming for your guns, and they are coming to shut you up. If you are a conservative, moral conservative, political conservative, social conservative, or if you believe in the right to life, if you believe in the sanctity, perhaps that's a strong word to use, of a nation, of your nation, again, wherever you might be listening to this broadcast, if you believe a nation has a right to its borders, its language and its culture, as to paraphrase Michael Savage, you're persona non grata everywhere, at least everywhere Silicon Valley has their tentacles. And it was interesting because Dan Bongino has spoken about this, former Secret Service agent and talk show host and such, about why Facebook and Twitter, why they're doing what they're doing, because essentially they're losing a lot of money. When they ban conservatives or conservative viewpoint, they actually lose a lot of money, and Dan Bongino goes into it. I'm not going to get into the mechanics of it, but the bottom line is they're losing a lot of money. It's not about the money to them. It's about the ideology. Reverse, in the alternative, for example, the Hagmann Report. You know, if you've been listening to our flagship show, you know that we have sponsors that barely, I mean, look, every dollar really counts when we do talk radio, because the bandwidth is costly. It costs a lot of money to pump out video and audio. You've heard, perhaps you've heard Alex Jones talk about this. If you've got videos that you host on your own server, you could be paying, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month, depending on the popularity of the video. So I said that to say this. We have, of course, we've got sponsors to cover in part some of our operational expenses. And if you know what our operating expenses were every month, you know, I wake up on the first day of the month and I sweat. Believe me, I sweat. I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to really cover my nut for that month or that week? Meet payroll, make sure, you know, payroll is paid, and make sure all the bills are paid. And that's not this is not a plea for money. This what I'm telling you is just reality. So, and most people in America are, in fact, living like that. And with, you don't even have to own a business. You know, you wake up on a Monday morning, you're getting ready for work. You think, okay, the mortgage is due on Friday. I've got you know, the gas bill on Friday or whatever, and my paycheck is I get that Friday. So, you know, I might only have you know, $40 left for the week or the weekend or whatever it might be. And that's reality. That's the way most people work. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. No one's got yachts or, you know, cabin cruisers out there or, you know, private jets. No. That's not the reality of the majority of people. Now, that's the American dream, of course, is to get to that point, but for some. But that's not reality for most. And I'm speaking reality. So what does that have to do with Facebook and Twitter and censorship and all of this? Well, when you look at things, you look at Facebook, Twitter, social networking, kicking off the ideological, the conservative ideological thought, and at a pretty great expense, too. It's not about the money to them. It's about changing the country. It's about extending the fundamental change that Obama talked about. It's about continuing that agenda, despite President Donald Trump and despite a majority Republican Congress. Now, I use the words Republican and Democrat to relate to the listener. We know, of course, there are no Republicans and Democrats, really. They're globalists or they're nationalists. They're globalists deep state operatives, or they're pro-constitutionalists. The old paradigm of Republican and Democrat is long gone, because the Democrat of today is a liberal fascist. They're communists. I don't know how else to describe it. In plain speak, they're communists. I'm not a guy, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, look, I stumble over words. Okay. I'm not the greatest communicator, but I know what's correct in my heart, and I do know what I know, and I also know what I don't know, but I try to learn what I don't know, or tap into those who do know. But I like plain speak. I just don't like the use of words to use them to sound smart. So plain speak, simple as this. They're communists. That's why I went into that whole thing. Okay, call them what they are. They're the liberal fascists or communists. And they were indoctrinated into that ideology. Into that belief. And think about how long our government schools have been instruments of indoctrination. Just study that topic alone, and you can see that right from the start, the public schools, or more appropriately, the government schools, are indoctrination platforms. Generationally speaking, now, I don't know how many generations down the road we are from that point, but at this point now we've got a populace of some really uneducated people about the United States Constitution. It was designed that way. And I know that you know this, but we need sometimes to really kind of establish the baseline. And by the way, I'm picking up new listeners all of the time. The demographic, the numbers on this program are just unbelievable. And I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for spreading the word about the Doug Hagmann Radio Show. Not at the exclusion of any other program, but in addition to. And I thank you for that. It means a great deal to me. Each and every one of you mean a great deal to me, because we're all in this fight together. Man, I'm going to tell you, we are in the fight of our lives today. This is an epic battle. Really, at the heart of it, it is good versus evil. It is God versus Satan. And if you're an atheist out there, if you don't believe in God, or if you don't believe in the concept of good versus evil in the spiritual way, then you know I'm not here to convince you. That's not my job. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm just me. I'm an investigator by profession. And I know I'm going to get some emails saying, would you stop saying that? But I just like to speak plainly, lacking candor. You know what that means to me? Lying. He lacked candor. No, he lied. And anyone who's raised children who have become teenagers, look, you know the games, right? You do not tell me, you know, the games that are used. Don't play with words. Did you lie or not? Yeah, you lied. It's not that you lacked candor, you lied. Now, that, of course, is a reference to McCabe and his recent firing, but okay, you get the idea. But this program, I'm going to be dealing with a couple of different issues. I'm going to be dealing with the attack again against the First and Second Amendment, and how that relationship is so important that they go after both, because both are dependent upon one another. Both the First and Second Amendment and the Constitution of the United States are Bill of Rights. But again, if you live elsewhere and don't live under the United States Constitution, the concept is the same. So there's the attack against the First and Second Amendment. They're coming for your guns. That's going to be talking about that. Going to be talking about the silencing of the conservatives. And I started to say this. Let me finish my thought. I should have finished my thought earlier. Talking about Facebook losing money to promote the liberal fascist ideology. Why would they do that? Well, the alternative or the reverse. We experienced the reverse. I started saying about our sponsors. We have sponsors to cover some expenses. When our sponsors become political and antithetical to what our message is, yeah, we drop them. We say politely to them, look, you know, thank you so much, but I'm not going to offer a product or service if you are promoting a communist ideology or an ideology that's antithetical to what we're my show or the platform in general, our beliefs. Why? Because we don't need the money. It's not about the money. It's about the ideology. That's the point I'm trying to make. So I don't have to beat that horse any longer than that. The other part of the show, and I suppose this is the easiest or the most simple part of the show, is the Robert Mueller investigation, Mueller, however you want to pronounce his last name, but what is taking place there and why it still exists. Remember last year, and people sometimes forget, we got so much going on in our lives, right? It's easy to forget. Hey, the other day I was trying to remember the code to enter my house. You know, you've got a garage door code. You know, one of those things on your wireless entry systems. And I stood there for like 5 minutes. I couldn't even remember that, for crying out loud. It's because, this is my story, so I'm sticking to it. But we've got so much on our minds, and we're getting hit all the time with information. And it's sometimes you have to just step back and say, okay, you know, let's evaluate what's going on here. So this is kind of an evaluation. But Mueller, you've got to know the background of Mueller and the team that he represents, because it is so clear to me, and it should be so clear to everyone, that Robert Mueller is not advancing any form of justice. He is not looking for the potential contamination of our elections from 2016 by external influences such as Russia. His sole purpose, and I've said this from day one, his sole purpose is to delegitimize Donald Trump, to remove him from office, period. And he's built a team to do just that. And I suppose this is a good way to start this program and enter into the other topics I mentioned. But Mueller is one individual who needs to be identified for who he is. I've gotten emails and I've gotten people saying, well, he's really secretly working with Donald Trump in the background. And no, he's not. I've seen no evidence to that effect. What he is doing is very simply attempting to destabilize our nation, to destabilize our leadership, to remove the confidence, to take it away from the American people about Donald Trump. And if you notice, the media is doing, and has been doing it since day one, the very same thing. The man's unfit for the job. Look, prostitutes, Stormy Daniels, and whoever else. I don't know, Summer or whatever her name is from The Apprentice, and all these. Look at all the sexual scandals. Well, you didn't care too much about that during Bill Clinton, during his administration, when he was actually having sex in a room just off of the Oval Office. That was a real slip, by the way. But you get the idea here, right? And the other thing, and I'm speaking from my heart, I don't have notes in front of me when I'm talking here in this opening statement, shall we say. I'm speaking from the heart, because one of the things that we're seeing right now with respect to Mueller and how this all works, how Mueller is actually working with the liberal fascists, we kind of know that. It's pretty evident. But then there's the so-called self-professed conservatives that he's working with. You have to take a look at those people and say, what's up with that? Motive, means, opportunity elements of a crime not done or crimes not done by Donald Trump, but actually crimes done by the deep state. This is what and it's just you and I speaking right now. We're just having a cup of coffee. Perhaps I'm in the passenger seat with you driving. If I am, hey, what? Keep your eyes on the road. Or sitting at the kitchen table just talking. But it's so important to talk this out and to really come to an understanding, because I'm going to tell you right now, we are going to have to fight this out. We are going to have to fight. Well, maybe not you or me personally, but at some point there will be a flashpoint and there will be a civil war in this country. I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm not sure anyone can really tell with any degree of certainty what that's going to look like. It's going to be ugly for sure. Remember the new left back in the late 60s, Cleveland. I mean, a third of Cleveland was burning at one point. And for those of you who don't remember that, because you're not as old as I am, for example, you can read about it. But as a matter of fact, there's a book out. I don't know if you can still get it. It's Communism and the New Left. I speak about it often. If you can pick up a copy, I got my original copy at an old bookstore up in Saranac Lake, I think it was New York, for $1. Okay, and it was the original copy. It's just absolutely incredible. But if you read that, you can see the images and the photographs, and you can see what happened back in the 60s, that push, the counterculture push, and how important that is. How the counterculture set up certain things that took place, but back to the prospects of a civil war in this country, the ideological divides, the social divides, the racial divides, the religious divides, they're all there. All the components are there. Now the liberal fascists are stoking these up for that reason, for the reason of creating this internal chaos, because that's what they do. And, oh, yes, that would also give them the opportunity, or the reason, I should say, to confiscate your weapons. And in absence of confiscating your weapons, they'll just confiscate you. Or make it so that you cannot buy, sell, trade, whatever it might be, biblically relative, given the fact that you don't give up your guns. So this is what we're looking at today. But again, before I get into the rest of that, addressing certain issues right between the eyes, I want to talk about Robert Mueller. Now, Sean Hannity did a piece with Sarah Carter 2 days ago. I was going to play this yesterday, and I held back, and I wanted to do some more research into Mueller and really what's up, you know, what's up with him, because obviously the staunch Republican, above reproach, oh, he's a man of law and order, but is he really? And so I tapped into resources by Sidney Powell, who I speak of often, a great author, a great investigative researcher who wrote License to Lie, and others, and really dove deep into the background of Robert Mueller. And my findings, just to share them with you, Robert Mueller, in my personal view and professional opinion, is not working for the United States of America. It's not working for you and I. He's not working for law and order. He's working with one specific cause only, and that is to take out Donald Trump. Ultimately, the bigger agenda here is it's not really about Donald Trump. It's about the will of the American people, the pro-constitutionalists, the pro-nationalists, if you will. When I say nationalist, that's not a pejorative term. Nationalist means you believe in your flag, in your country, you believe in your country, you believe in your nation. We are a nation with a constitution that's a law and order nation. And the law should apply to everyone equally. Whether you are Christian Saucier, who we had on our show, that young man who took the lowest level of classified pictures aboard a submarine for mementos and spent a year in prison and had his life just ruined, as opposed to Hillary Rodham Clinton, who actually jeopardized the security of our nation. One went to jail, had his life ruined, put his, and I spoke to this young man, and of course he's been on Fox News, just to hear his story without cameras or microphones, just to hear his story and the fact that this guy works his tail off as a trash guy on the garbage trucks and throwing, you know, picking up trash for his job, supporting his family. And here you've got Hillary Clinton out there living the life of royalty and being able to circumvent any justice whatsoever. Well, I've got good news for you. Justice is coming to those who have been involved in this coup. Not only do I believe this, I have been in contact with a couple of sources within the FBI, one in particular, it's the same one I've been mentioning, who said, you know, it's going to be just probably mid-summer as we look at, subsequent to the issuance of the IG report, and the prosecutor who's working with the IG within the Department of Justice, we're going to be seeing some things happen that you want to see. He was telling me this, that you want to see happen. Specifically, some people actually being indicted for their crimes. And some high-level FBI agents. And by the way, Comey's name was mentioned, as was McCabe and others. Names familiar to you. And on the Department of Justice side, the truth will come out. The unredacted truth will come out. And this is what people are so afraid of. This is why the attacks on the alternative media, on this media platform, this is why the attacks specifically against Sean Hannity, this is why the attacks are against InfoWars and all of the personnel of InfoWars. Now, some of those attacks in that arena are for the purposes of self-enrichment against InfoWars. But the vast majority are attempts to close, just to bankrupt InfoWars and to shut them down. And even if you are not a fan of InfoWars or not a fan of the Hagman Reporter, or name your show, that whole process should horrify you as an American or just as a human being. That should really horrify you. The fact that this here, especially in America, that this is happening, that a system of justice, our justice system, can be weaponized in such a fashion. Our court system can be weaponized. The laws can be weaponized and go after a certain ideological viewpoint. That's exactly what's taking place. So, but getting, again, I digress and I apologize, but we're just having a conversation. So, I was going to play an audio segment from Sean Hannity from a couple of, from 2 nights ago, yesterday. I didn't do it. This is about who Robert Mueller or Mueller is. And he's having a conversation with Sarah Carter. And they opened up into Robert Mueller's past. And out of all of the audio and video sound clips and summaries and other, out of everything, I looked at this after just kind of considering and pondering this for the last 24 hours. This is perhaps the best 7-minute summary of who Robert Mueller is, what he has done, and why he needs to go. Because previous performance at some point suggests or indicates future performance, or at least gives you insight into the real agenda, the person behind the name. So even if you think you know all about Mueller, if you think you don't need to know any more about the man, please listen to this and consider the little bits of information and how all of the team that he has assembled, the components of the team, are working together, but actually as force multipliers to remove Donald Trump. But more than that, to overturn the will of the people and to make way for the exact thing as I was talking about earlier that you might think is not related, the attack against the First and Second Amendment. They're coming for your guns, they're coming for you, and they want to silence you. And to say that Robert Mueller is a part of this agenda, you may say, well, that's a heck of a stretch. But when you look at it in its totality, when you look at the top of the puzzle box, when you look at the final, the mosaic, as opposed to each individual piece, you can see how everything is working together to that end. And I hope and I pray that each and every one of you understands what is taking place. So let me start or finish this particular segment by saying, number one, Robert Mueller must go. Those people, especially the Republicans, again, understand the reason I'm using these words, or the self-professed conservatives want to make sure that he's protected, Mueller's protected, that Donald Trump can't fire him. Well, Donald Trump certainly could fire him. He's got every right to fire him. So why are the liberal fascists so absolutely crazed by to keep him on? The better question is, why are the people on the right or the conservatives, why are they so absolutely staunchly opposed to firing Robert Mueller? Why? Is it to protect Donald Trump or to protect our nation? No, it's not. It's anything but. Let's play the I think it's about a 6-7 minute audio segment, 7 minutes from Sean Hannity, Sarah Carter, about Robert Mueller, the man, his past. It's so important to understand and how it relates to today. So go ahead and roll clip one.
Who is Robert Mueller? Everybody says he's the greatest guy in the whole wide world. Just trust us. Well, members of Congress, the mainstream media, they've been trying to convince you, the special counsel, he is beyond reproach. Sort of like climate change. Oh, nobody disagrees with us. No scientist does. That's not true either. Mueller is the utmost man of integrity. Well, we've been doing some digging, and we found some things you need to know about, and tonight we're going to tell you who Robert Mueller really is. There's a brand new report from investigative reporter Sarah Carter. Robert Mueller's career has been anything but impeccable. One of the worst stains on his record comes from his time in Boston, where he served as assistant U.S. attorney and acting U.S. attorney in the 80s. During this time, notorious Boston mob boss Whitey Bulger, he was actively engaged by the FBI as an informant. The relationship between Bulger and the Bureau was wrought with nothing but corruption and criminal collusion. This might explain why he's best friends with Andrew Weissman. Now, Bulger's FBI handler, a guy by the name of John Connolly, actively covered up for many of the horrific crimes that were committed by Bulger and his associates, including one instance where four men were wrongfully framed and convicted and imprisoned for decades, all for a murder. It turns out they did not convict. Sounds like Andrew Weissman's record. The men were ultimately exonerated. A judge awarded $101 million in damages, but not before two of the men actually died in prison. Robert Mueller was the U.S. attorney in charge while these men were rotting in prison, while certain agents in the FBI under Mueller covered up the truth. Oh, let's see. Andrew Weissman was excoriated by two judges for withholding exculpatory evidence. So what did Robert Mueller know about all of this? When did he know about all of this? Now, these are questions and issues I'm sure you have not heard from your friends in the liberal media. Some members of Congress, the media, they're praising Mueller, the pillar of honesty, the pillar of virtue. They've never investigated him. They're actually just lying. It's their talking point. All of the information we're telling you about is right there, right in front of the liberal mainstream media, in their faces. But they purposefully ignore it because their destroy Trump agenda, that goes above all else. And the reason why is because they want Mueller to carry out this witch hunt, even if there is no evidence of collusion. And now that we know more about Robert Mueller and his past, his current moves now make a lot of sense. Mueller didn't appoint in this particular case. What did he appoint? a merry band of huge Democratic donors. He didn't do it by accident. And appointing Andrew Weissman to be, quote, his pit bull, according to the New York Times, that wasn't a mistake either. Weissman's the type of prosecutor that Mueller wants to try and bring down President Trump with. Weissman has withheld exculpatory evidence in multiple cases. He put the accounting firm Arthur Anderson out of business. Tens of thousands of people lost their jobs. That obstruction of justice case was later overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Oh, how often do we hear about 9-0 unanimous rulings? That's what happened. Now, Weissman also robbed 4 Merrill Lynch executives of their liberty. He sent them to jail for a year. That conviction was overturned by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And if you're surprised by any of this, you should not be. Robert Mueller has an agenda. He's carrying out a witch hunt. This is par for the course. All right, here with more on this before we get back to the Austin serial bomber, we have Sarah Carter and civil rights attorney, criminal defense attorney David Schoen. Fox News contributor Sebastian Gorka stays with us. All right, Sarah, you did the deep dive on this. I'm actually annoyed at myself that I didn't do it myself sooner. But the information that you have put together shows exactly why Robert Mueller picked all Democratic donors and Andrew Weissman, who has one of the most atrocious and corrupt records of any lawyer that I've ever heard. Let's go into what you found.
Well, this is exactly the reason why we see there's every reason for President Trump's attorneys to fight back on this, and President Trump as well, because if we have found out, and what we have found out is the foundation of the special counsel is built on unsubstantiated evidence from a dossier from a foreign agent, Christopher Steele, paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, we have to ask ourselves, what is this special counsel for? And then when you look at the past, Sean, you see what Mueller's cases, going back to the anthrax case, going back to the 80s here with Whitey Bulger. Remember, Whitey Bulger, this mob boss that you very eloquently listed out this story, disappeared for 16 years. It wasn't until 2011 that Mueller's back. Now he's the director of the FBI, that they finally get Whitey Bulger. But you know what? Mueller never answered any of those questions. Those questions that you asked at the end were the same questions that reporters were asking in Boston, that people were asking in Boston when the FBI was basically, all of this was swept under the rug. This, it was probably one of the most historically cases of corruption in the FBI in history. And this is what's really so important about this. I know David Schoen can explain in detail what happened here, but this really haunted Boston for some time. And it shows, you know, that Mueller's a man. I mean, right or wrong, I mean, we got to tell the story about Mueller, whether people think he's the greatest special counselor, you know, to be investigating the president or not. We're not hearing all the facts about Robert Mueller. And I think it's about time we start hearing the facts about him, Andrew Weissman, and the other people that are on this special counsel.
This is the most corrupt team I've ever seen. This is the most incestuous, corrupt. This is now beyond anything I've ever seen in my life, and it's now also coming to light. David Schoen, you have done a deep dive into who Robert Mueller is. Every single person in the liberal media, by the way, you can see we are awaiting that news conference on the Austin serial bombings. Geraldo's on the ground. We'll get back to him in a minute. But David Schoen, I want you to explain your deep dive. Everybody says, oh, he is beyond reproach. That Whitey Bulger case does not sound beyond reproach to me in any way, shape, matter, or form.
No, sir, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Weissman and Mueller are what we call the number one and two on the hit parade of having supervised the single two most corrupt scandals in FBI history, and it was on their watch. Mueller in Boston with Bulger and Weissman in the DeVecchio case, in which also two men sit in prison today, Mr. Sess and Mr. Arena, having been wrongfully convicted with these kinds of tactics. There are several remarkable things here. The parallels between Mueller's conduct and Weissman's conduct with respect to corruption, remarkable. It comes full circle when Mueller approves attorney's fees for the corrupt FBI agent in Weissman's case.
David and Sarah, yes. I apologize. We are doing a deep dive into the attorney, into the special counsel, Robert Mueller, every night this week.
Okay, there you have it. That from Sean Hannity, Fox News. a deep dive into Robert Mueller's background. Now, I'm not going to comment further on that, of course, that this is an ongoing, and this is from 2 nights ago, the initial dipping the toe into the waters of Robert Mueller. Now, I'm not going to expand on that. Just letting you know that all is not what it appears to be with respect to Mueller, his background, his performance. The reason that I believe that this is extremely important, when you look at the landscape, again, the bigger picture here, you've got components all working in tandem or working together. That is one component. And that, of course, is to bring down President Donald Trump. But the larger objective here is to overturn the will of the American people and to bring down the nation, the United States, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, to shred that. So some of the subparts of that, of course, Mueller is a subpart of that agenda. And there was a piece in Breitbart. This was published yesterday by Charles Hurt, who the title of this Breitbart piece was "The Nuclear Option: Limitless Investigation of Donald Trump Was Always the Plan." Well, it was always the plan, Mr. Hurt, after he successfully won the office of the president. They had to go to Plan B. And writes Mr. Hurt, he's right on target, by the way, the new standard. So this is the new standard for electing a president here in America, the greatest living experiment in self-governance. A man can run the gauntlet against more than 20 professional politicians and come out victorious, which he did. He can win more than 40 Republican primary contests and beat every professional campaign, a political campaigner out there, earning the votes of more than 14 million Republicans. He can then turn his attention to beating the most powerful, entrenched political machine America has seen in nearly 50 years. That corrupt machine had just pulled off its most devious and dishonest scam ever. That was the rigging of the presidential primary to snatch the party's preferred socialist candidate away from Democratic voters. And understand, too, Sanders, socialist. Hillary, at her core, communist. They're kissing cousins. They're not opposite ideologies. They're kissing cousins. Socialist, of course, communist light, socialist Bernie Sanders, doesn't fit into our 16-year plan of the complete destruction of America. So we're going to go with Hillary, the communist. Yeah, I said communist, but it didn't work. Even in a rigged situation, it didn't work. Now, through a combination of representative democracy and a balancing of state power against federal power, we ultimately pick our president. Unless, of course, this according to Charles Butler, unless, of course, the president that we select turns out to be a grave and odious threat to a powerful established bureaucracy in Washington that, like cancer itself, is entirely dedicated to its own preservation and spread. This is what we're seeing, writes Charles Butler in this one, well, two-sentence paragraph with reference to the previous. And damn the innocent host, the more devastating the cancer is to the very body politic that gives it life, the better. In other words, referencing the nuclear option, scorched earth policy, this is what it is. It's the truest form of injustice, singular evil, blind hatred. So they changed the rules. We can select, we can pick, we can vote for our president. But then the powerful established bureaucracy must conduct this massive, sprawling, limitless investigation into any and all aspects of the president that we pick, especially if that president is a political outsider, not part of the criminal cabal. And the basis of the Mueller investigation, the basis of what Donald Trump is facing, is an increasingly debunked frame-up. Donald Trump was framed. This is a sting operation designed and drafted by the Kremlin and paid for by President Trump's political opponent in the presidential election. Notice I said drafted by the Kremlin, active measures. People think, and I spoke about this yesterday, understand that one of the greatest deceptions that occurred perhaps in your lifetime, my lifetime, was the fact that the Soviet Union, the dissolution of the Soviet Union, then of course the threat of communist infiltration is gone. Just the reverse. And this is why I spoke the other day about Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr. Nellie Orr, look into her background and go back and listen to what I said about Nellie Orr, and specifically what Diana West, who's going to be a guest on our program next week, what she knows and what she exposed about Nellie Orr. We're talking true blue communists here. The height, and at the height of the presidential election, writes Charles Butler, the administration of the outgoing president of the United States, the most powerful and political enemy of Donald Trump, handed over the controls of America's spy apparatus to begin moving against Donald Trump. They exposed people. They spied on people. They began setting the trap just in case the stupid people of America picked Mr. Trump to be their president. They lied. They conspired. They held secret meetings. Yet CNN mocks that. MSNBC mocks the secret meetings and the talk of the secret society. They exposed people. They unsealed the names. They spied on people. To reiterate, they all did this in order to cause the chaos we are seeing today. So Robert Mueller, as special counsel, see, his endless investigation in search of a crime should really, no one should have been surprised by this. It was developed, it was concocted long before Donald Trump won the election. As well, if he does win, okay, so we're just going to have to delegitimize him. I've said this before. Charles Butler writes it out perfectly. Of course, we know that this was set up in advance. It is the new standard for self-governance in America. The people can elect anyone they want, any president that they want. These people will do everything, including assassinating the character to hound them from office. Truly, writes Charles Butler in his closing sentence, these people cannot fathom how much innocent taxpayers despise them. And this is, again, looking at this, why bring up Robert Mueller? Why talk about him? Because in the larger war that we are facing, he's one component, one aspect, one battle, one platoon, if you will, or whatever it might be, brigade, waging war against the American people. And as I mentioned before, they're coming for your guns. They're coming to shut you up. I just, again, understand how personal this is to me, because I and my company and me, we are involved in having to defend ourselves against accusations such as publishing fake news or pushing fake news. Fake news such as Pedigate, Pizzagate, however ill-named that might have been. Pushing fake news such as rigged elections, such as, name any type of truth. It's there. But you know, they cannot, they meaning the deep state, the shadow government, cannot possibly continue the process to shut us up if we're an armed population. So they've got to come after our guns concurrent with the clampdown on the First Amendment. This is, you look at any country in history, especially in the 20th century, the first thing that they do, or concurrent with silencing the political opposition, is to take the arms, take the guns away from their people. We've seen this happen time and time and time again. some scholarly works dated but still applicable. Dr. John Coleman, in a book called Gun Control. It's only, I think it's only, I've got it right here. It's only, I think, 100, how many pages is it? It's only 150 pages, roughly, 147 pages. But it lists a lot of aspects of gun control, or a lot of the unconstitutionality of the gun control measures that we're seeing playing out today. But historically, the unconstitutional Brady Bill, for example, remember that. And remember the so-called assault weapons ban. All of these. So, you know, the Dr. John Coleman, a scholarly author, gets into a lot of this, and just to cite him, so you understand, so we all understand, the Constitution dictates that unconstitutional laws need not be obeyed. Greg Jackson, the author, talks about this. In fact, a frequent guest on the Hagmann Report, Greg Jackson. Two G's on Greg, gregjackson.com, the author of a couple of books, discusses this. The Constitution says unconstitutional laws need not be obeyed. The purpose, of course, of the Constitution is to prevent just what we're seeing today. So you see how this works? If the Constitution states, and it does, that any laws that are antithetical to the United States Constitution, they don't need to be obeyed. Well, we've got, the deep state has got to, number one, assail that. In other words, they've got to make sure people don't understand that concept, and that's through the indoctrination process. But equally, if not more importantly today, what's happening today is they've got to make sure we don't talk about this. So that's why they've got to eliminate our ability to talk about this through censorship, which is happening. The attacks, the ad nauseum attacks on the Second Amendment by numerous socialists, by numerous communists right now, newspaper writers to blog posts to so-called Christian peace interfaith groups. We're seeing it right now. Look how they are using interfaith dialogue, in air quotes, to grab our guns under the pretext of making America safer, making our children safer. The Parkland shooting, going back to that, what spawned, what was the consequence of that? The use, and I will say this directly, the use of the school children, the victims of this shooting in Parkland, in Broward County, Florida, is shameful. The adults who are using these young people for political purposes as pawns in their political chess game is shameful, but that's what's taking place. Constitution be damned. Oh, and by the way, if you decide to say, hey, David Hogg, you're wrong, you're incorrect, this is not constitutional, then you are banned, you are censored, you are taken off YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. And I had sounded the alarm bells weeks ago about this. And we're fighting this on a daily basis, which, by the way, is why we're doing audio only this week. We're hardening up our systems so we can survive the coming onslaught of censorship. Believe me, you've got to think 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of everyone else. But what's taking place right now? Again, the Second Amendment right of the people to bear and to keep and bear arms. That debate has been already won in heated debate by some of the greatest patriotic statesmen this country has ever produced. It should not be up for discussion. we, the people, dare not permit, even by default or lack of information, those whose goal is the destruction of the whole Constitution to succeed. What the Democratic, Socialist, Communist, Liberal, Fascist Party has been doing, and the people in working in concert with them, what they've been doing since 1934 through so-called gun control laws, is attempting to outflank the Constitution. They try to do it by perverting the Second Amendment, by using anti-Second Amendment measures, and by inserting the fervored imaginings of judges' rulings between the lines of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, in gross violation, shall I say, of the Ninth Amendment. And how many people know the amendments? Here's my request for you, homework assignment for you. Go to the internet, make sure you're on a legitimate site, and print out a copy of the amendments, even the Constitution, or purchase a book that has the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Hillsdale College did a great piece on, or a great course on the Constitution. I do hope that they do that again. It was free, and you learn so much. That was Hillsdale College. Perhaps we can petition them to do that one more time. But I just want everyone to realize that the next steps, tomorrow's headlines, or even today's headlines, but tomorrow's headlines for sure, they are coming for your guns. I'm not going to go through all of the legislation, as I see I'm getting close on time here. They're coming for you. They're going to shut you up, or at least try to. And that's the objective at this moment in time. Mueller is part of this effort. And, of course, the expose on Mueller is critical, because that will expose the not just the person, but the previous conduct and where he and his team is headed with respect to President Donald J. Trump. And although Hillary Clinton is a has-been, or should be a has-been, she still is out there, as is Barack Obama, working behind the scenes from Embassy Row, creating the chaos that we see playing out before us. Time is always too short in these broadcasts. I have so much more to say. This was a conversation today. Perhaps the title of today's program should be Mueller Needs to Be Fired, or something to that effect. But again, in this conversation that we're having, we should understand. I just hope everyone understands this. There are so many components to the war that we're fighting. And the people that you believe, and the entities that you believe that you believe to be your allies, are not. This is why I'm so hard on the Christian conservatives who are masquerading as Christian, or Christian conservatives who are adhering to antithetical ideologies, and even weaponizing Christianity for their own to legitimize themselves or to remain relevant, but ultimately for the destruction of our nation. They're going to use all of these tactics. They are using all of these tactics. Please understand, this game is much bigger. This is a long game. And again, this was a conversation. And I thank you for joining me in this conversation. Please keep tuning in to the Doug Hagman Radio Show. Please tell others about this broadcast. And certainly leave me feedback. studio@HagmanandHagman.com. Until later tonight, may God bless each and every one of you.
The Doug Hagman Radio Show is brought to you by The Hagman Report.
Tune in to the Hagman Report weekdays, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to HagmanReport.com. That's HagmanReport.com.